step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time to talk Husky football with former Washington and NFL tight end Cam Cleveland. Brought to you by 13 Coins. 13 Coins has been a Seattle favorite for over 50 years. In Pioneer Square in Seattle, Bellevue and SeaTac. Opening in Vancouver, Washington in late 2021. Visit 13coins.com. Now with our Coug host, Ian Furness, here's Cam Cleveland on your home for the Huskies. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Our guy joins us right now. He is in the booth every Saturday along with Tony Castricone, the color analyst for the Huskies on the radio right here on 950 KJR, your flagship home for Husky football. Former NFL tight end, former Husky tight end, Cam Cleveland with us. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm not bad. How's it feel to be 1-1? I mean, how's it feel to be 1-1? A little small sense of humor to start the day. That's some levity, a little bit.
Here's the good news. You can ask next week. The first thing I need you to say is, hey, we both know what it's like to be 1-2.
Look at the confidence on both sides. I love it.
One and two next week. A combined 2-4 for the state of Washington. Oh my, how the mighty! I used to like to make fun of like how bad Oregon State was, and even if Oregon was scuffing along at 8-4, and the Huskies and the Cougs were winning 10 games a couple of years ago, that was fun. Not this year. Okay.
It was fun.
Hey, before I get to the woes of the Huskies and why everybody wants John Donovan fired after two games, can you give? I'm a big bucket list like. Go experience sports things. What's the big house like?
Oh, Ian, I'm just going to – it's a must for anybody that wants to feel and know what it's like to be in a college football town. I mean, it was insane. I mean, I've never seen – now, look, I've been to the Rose Bowl when it's full in Pasadena, but to see it in a regular season at 111,000 and then at night and then the maze out, I don't know how – I mean, of course, I saw a little bit of the snapshots on TV where you're watching the game, but – the feel and the energy, I'm just telling you, there has never been a better place. And of course I played Ohio State. I played at Notre Dame, certainly played in all the Pac-12 teams, played in Miami, played in some other really big places. I've been to LSU. I've been to some really big stadiums in the South. I don't know how I can't look at any other place and tell you that it's better other than what, of course, Husky Stadium, because there's my bias going in. But just to see the way the pageantry, how passionate everybody was, it meant so much for those guys and for the fans. I mean, they've been doing it forever. You would have thought that team had won 50 national championships in a row. Everybody there. I know everybody's been waiting for COVID and that energy to come back, but I'm telling you, it was a special place and very fortunate for a chance to go back and play there.
Yeah, as I'm watching that, I was thinking the same thing. You know, the NFL doesn't have that, obviously, more of a corporate atmosphere at a lot of places.
Sure.
Lambeau at night is pretty close, probably, in terms of is the closest thing maybe in the NFL that you would find, I think. And that's a special atmosphere there, too. I always tell people, go to Lambeau once. That's a good place to go. We've been lucky enough to be there a handful of times. But, yeah, that just looked like a great atmosphere. All right, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Yeah. Arkansas State's coming in here this week. Listen, maybe you're not going to say this. I assume Washington's going to win that game. But what – Kevin asked me this question last week with Wazoo and Portland State. And it was like something along the lines, what was it, Kevin? Like, what must happen for you to kind of like feel a little bit better about things? And I said, I don't even know. Like a blowout win, but I didn't even know if that would make me feel better. What would make Husky fans feel better on Saturday?
Well, if I'm looking at it from – maybe I'm going to look at it from my perspective or just anybody that's watching the game and kind of see is that I want to see an identity really from Washington. What do they want to be? And especially, I think there are a lot of you out there and a lot of listeners and a lot of people that are Husky fans or football fans that goes, what are they on offense? And are they a running team? Well, we know we've heard about it last year from Coach Lake. 68 yards and 50 yards do not make you a running team heading into your third game into the season. And, you know, you want to put up points. So I want to see an identity. Are you nasty at the line of scrimmage, or are you going to be a team that gets more in spread and maybe throws? Do you want to have something? Because right now I'm struggling with a little bit to try to see what they want to be, how they want to do it, what's the most efficient way to play offense for them. I really know what I feel like on defense. I think no matter what you looked at from how they played against Michigan and listening to Jim Harbaugh, the way he talked about how good the secondary from what they were going to stop running the football. But the emotions of the defense, it took its toll because you could see they were out there so long and not getting the bounce back from the energy from the offense. So that's for me is really grab a hold of something. And we see a team that has a sense of urgency that grabs something and says, we're going to take control of the tempo of the game and finds a way to get started and get started fast. And that's, if I'm watching it, that's what I'm looking for.
Cam Cleveland brought to you by 13 Coins. Cam, I'm flummoxed. I'm surprised. I'm confused. I thought that identity was a really simple thing. Jimmy Lake kept telling us it's the best offensive line in football and in college football. And really on paper, when you return all five guys and quality guys, not like sometimes you can return five guys and they're not good. Like that's like whatever, you return five guys. Are they any good? I mean, on paper, pretty good. You've got a stable of running backs of which they've only used, what, two or three so far. That's the thing that surprises me the most is that they haven't been, you're looking for an identity, they haven't been that power running team.
Yeah, and they haven't. I mean, the guys up front have struggled a little bit. I mean, you know, both guards and have been in some mismatches a little bit. They've been on the edges, seeing how well the D-line, and there's some big dudes for Michigan, and they brought a lot of pressure, and they didn't respect the fact that they were going to take away the run. Their identity of Michigan on defense said, well, we're just going to put you guys in one way, and we're going to say, try to run it on us. And Washington, again, struggled there, haven't been able to do it. And Richard Newton and Cam Davis have been the guys. I know there's a lot of people asking for Sean McGrew and the changeup, and that's on the coaching staff and what they want to do along with Kamari Pleasant. But, yeah, I think the most concerning thing from the Washington perspective is the offensive line has not really stood out like a lot of us were hoping for, because everybody knows it's a football dude, or anybody that watches you win at the line of scrimmage, both O and D. And that's kind of been the biggest issue so far right now. The guys aren't moving. And then when you see the run games, you see guys like Cam Davis and Richard Newton, they're pitter-pattering a little bit because they're seeing color in the lane. And when you're a running back and you immediately see color right when you get the handoff, you don't feel that 1 yard push or that move, a wave of the offensive line moving downhill a little bit. It gets you so much more vision. So even the running backs are a little bit nervous. So it's a point of attack thing, man. It just really is. You got to man up and win the damn line of scrimmage.
They play a team that statistically you should be able to run on in Arkansas State, and and a team that wants to throw the ball, which kind of falls into your strength as a defense, which is, you know, that all those things kind of come into play. So let's move on to the bigger thing. And you guys addressed it on the Husky Honks, but I'll just say, let me role play here, Cam. I'm a Husky fan. I see Cam Cleveland walking in the stadium on Saturday going up to getting ready to go to the booth. You're walking through. The people are tailgating. I'm like, Cam, they got to fire John Donovan. What do you say about that?
I don't like firing coaches. That's just not my call. I've never been an administrator. I've been in a locker room when coaches get fired. I've been on teams when that's happened. I've seen it. I don't really – that's above my pay grade. I mean, that just is way above it. And some were out there, well, that's the cheap way to get out of it, Cam. I was like, look, I'm not asking for people's jobs. I think that there's time, and sometimes you got to find a rhythm, and everybody's got to find their identity, not only as coaches, but to be able to mesh well together. So there isn't an easy answer, because if you do end up going down that road of firing people, then who's next man up on the staff? Is that guy prepared? Are those people? Do you have a contingency plan? What is your backup role? And these coaches have been doing this for a long time for a reason. It's ruthless. I know USC did that with their head coach, with Clay Helton. I feel like that's kind of been in play for a long time. But last year was not a full season. It wasn't. It was a COVID, we want to call it a spring season of what it is. This is the real season. Coaches and players will get better throughout the year. And if they don't make that adjustment, and as we come into Pac-12 play, and you can see that moving forward, then that's the coaching staff and the admin's job. Fans are fans for a reason. I get it. You want everybody fired, figured out. But coaches got to have a contingency plan, and they got to figure out who they have there to get going. I believe in letting the season play out, and you get to the point. I've seen 0-12 before. I know what that looks like. We're not going to be that. I guarantee you.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Neither are we, because we beat Portland State. So thank God we're 0-12 is out of play for the Cougs. Hopefully, it'll be out of play for your guys as well.
Barney, Coach Barney's a good friend of mine. That's a good. I mean, hey, you got after you find beer for everybody that shows up to a game down here in Portland this week. So, hey, that's what you do.
Hey, man, have a great call on Saturday. We appreciate you popping on every week. I appreciate you being the voice of reason with that clown show that is the Husky Honks. I mean, Baird yelling and screaming, Softy wanting everybody fired. I love myself some Greg Lewis. I mean, the pride of Ingram High School, you can't go wrong with him. So, thankfully, you two guys are on there kind of settling things down. So, have a great call, my friend. We'll talk to you in 7 days, all right?
I appreciate it. Anytime, Ian. Thanks, right, bud.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.